Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Reminded today of the fact that some of you are walking through the valley of the shadow of death, and my prayer for you is that you would fear no evil, that God's rod and staff would comfort you, that He would prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies, that you would be led by streams of water and beautiful places, and that God would give you peace and calm in the chaos. And it's my prayer that today, even though you may feel overwhelmed and broken down by circumstances, that you would just experience that deep shalom that God wants to bring to you. So that's just a little quick message to those of you struggling today. Today we're reading in Psalm 64 in the New American Standard Bible. It's a prayer for rescue from secret enemies. So maybe some of you have those, and this is a Psalm of David. It says this: "Hear my voice, God, in my complaint. Protect my life from the dread of the enemy. Hide me from the secret discussion of evildoers, from the restlessness of workers of injustice, who have sharpened their tongues like a sword. They aimed bitter speech as their arrows, to shoot from concealment at the innocent. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. They make firm for themselves an evil purpose. They talk of setting snares secretly. They say, 'Who can see them?' They devise injustices, saying, 'We are ready with a well-conceived plot, for the inward thought and the heart of a person are deep.' But God will shoot an arrow at them. Suddenly they will be wounded, so they will make him stumble. Their own tongue is against them. All who see them will shake their heads. Then all people will fear, and they will declare the work of God and will consider what he has done. The righteous person will be glad in the Lord and take refuge in him, and all the upright in heart will boast." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, first of all, I pray that we would be upright in heart today. Teach us what that means by our actions, but particularly by what's going on inside of our hearts. And I know this month has been a month of surrender. The word that you kind of spoken over me is, I've been praying for all these amazing people out there, is surrender. To have a non-hard heart, or to have a pliable heart, is to surrender. And so we choose to surrender to you, even when there are secret conspiracies, as the psalmist has talked about here. Those are hard to overcome. I recall recently where someone sent me an email and said that the Lord woke him up in the middle of the night to pray for me about this very thing, about someone saying things about me out there in the world, which of course doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things, but it was really lovely to know that someone had awakened someone to pray for me. And Lord, I know how it hurts to have other people slander and all of that. And I know all of us know, so I'm not unique in this situation. But Lord, you shelter us from that. And I'm thankful for that. And I thank you ahead of time for the fact that even when others malign us and say bad things about us, and sometimes say true things about us, Lord, that is not our worth. That is not our confidence. We do not rise and fall on the opinions of others. We rise and fall in your strength. We go from strength to strength because of your presence. And so I'm so grateful for that we don't have to run around managing our reputations. That is your job, and we can entrust ourselves to a faithful Creator who does what is right. And besides all that, you give us the ability to have, through the Holy Spirit within, an eternal perspective, that this light momentary affliction is going to produce in us a weight of glory. So thank you for that. Thank you for, this is hard to do, but thank you for the persecutions we've walked through. Thank you for teaching us that this world is fading, and that there will be, there is going to be treasure in heaven that will not fade. So Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for walking alongside us. I pray that a lot, don't I? but it's true. And I'm really grateful for that, because this is a long journey. This is a marathon on earth. And so it's a blessing that I'm not doing it alone. You're with me. And Lord, I pray for the person today who does feel that way, who feels the weight of aloneness or loneliness. And I pray that your presence would go with them today in a really tangible way. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful for you, and you are to be commended for spending time in the Word of God every single day and being prayed for every single day. Thank you for that.